Alright, people, it's the Bandit. It is the Bandit, I'm here. And I'm an audio version of tonight. Been on this audio thing because I think when I just speak in thin air, I get more of what I'm trying to say out. So I'm on that kick right now. A lot of my people say, well, man, we can't see your face. Well, I want you to pay more attention to my words. I was at the barbershop today to get me an edge up. And it was the fellas in there. Number guys. And those guys and I got into a discussion about women and the role they play and what kind of women we desire. So, this is what I talk about on my channel. So I was listening to the guys, and that, you know, one of the bartenders was saying, you know, I like a woman that brings what I bring to the table. I like a woman to do, you know, just as much as I do. I want a ride or die woman, a chick, or whatever they call these women. And I was like, okay. So you're saying that you want your woman to be equal to you. Is that what you're saying? And he said, yeah, we equal. And I said, do you think that's a good idea for your woman to feel like she's equal to you? He didn't understand why I was asking that question. Now, this guy was around my age. He looked like he was in his 40s. I'm in my mid to late 40s. And so I was simply asking him, I said, do you think that it's wise to want your woman to be equal to you? He said, well, the way you sound like it's a bad thing. I said, well, it ain't a good thing. He said, explain. I said, I will. I said, no woman will respect a man that she's equal to. No woman. I said, no woman is going to respect you if she feels like she's on your level. You won't be able to lead her nowhere. You won't be able to guide her. You won't be able to save her from herself. And I said this in my YouTube channel, one of my videos yesterday. Women need men to save them from themselves. Why? Because women are emotional creatures. They're erratic. And they do whatever comes in their mind at the time. And men are logical thinkers. Well, they're supposed to be. But a lot of black men are not logical thinkers because now we're raised by women. They don't push the fathers out. So you got men thinking like women. And this damn guy didn't understand a damn word I was saying. He said, well, you act like you just want to dominate a woman. I said, what do you mean by dominate a woman? You just want to be like an Ike and Turner, Ike and Tina Turner. I said, I don't know what you're trying to say. I said, but I'll tell you what I'm saying. I said, women want leadership. I said, you can't pay attention to what comes out of a woman's mouth. You have to look at a woman's actions. You have to look at a woman's actions. You can't be looking at what comes out of a woman's mouth. That's why I don't listen to what a woman say. I listen to what a woman do. A woman can sit there and she can say she want a nice guy all day long. She get her a nice guy, she'll drop him like a bad habit. Women don't want nice men. I don't give a shit how many women say they want a nice man. They don't. They don't want a nice man. They want a man that's confident. They want a man that's for sure of himself. They want a man that can lead, a man that have principles and order. Women know a fake ass man when she see one. There's two types of men women like to grab a hold to. They grab a hold of alpha males for their sexual pleasures. And they grab a hold to simp ass men, beta males, for their living expenses. They break all the rules for the alpha. And they make rules for the beta. Plain and simple. I don't give a shit what no woman say. Well, this damn barber, he was trying to call me a damn misogynist. You're a chauvinist. I can't believe you talk about black women this way. I said, really? I said, okay, tell me who have killed more children. Black men or black women? This asshole said black men. Of course, black men, with all the gang violence. I said, huh, really? I said, since 1973, there have been 22,500,000 plus babies aborted by black women. By black women. He said that didn't count. He said, man, I'm talking about the kids that's walking around. I said, really? I said, really? I said, you're talking about the kids that made it out the womb? What about the kids that didn't even have a chance? Even Barack Obama's dad wasn't there, and his white mama didn't abort him. He still became president of the United States. But he gonna tell me that don't count. That's not a real baby. It's a woman's right to choose. She got the right to kill the baby in the womb. This what this black man told me. And I'm sad to report that most of these black guys that have been raised by mama and grandmama feel this way. The black woman can do whatever she want. It's her right and her choice. And if anything turn out wrong, it's the man's fault. He should have been there. How the hell a man gonna be there for his children when the woman is uncooperative? How? And then he would talk about, well, you need to go to court and fight for your kids. Why should I have to go to court and fight for something that already belonged to me? I got to go beg another race of people or another person for the rights to see my child. Let me tell you something right now, people, out there in YouTube land. When my daughter's mom tried that crap with me, I walked away. I sure did. You're not going to use no kid as a weapon against me. And the barber guy going to tell me, well, you don't love your kids if you're not willing to fight. I said, black men been fighting all their life. You think a black man should go up in a court that's already against him? Especially when it comes to women. I got to spend all my damn money I've been saving and trying to survive because she want to use a kid as a weapon? I think not. And he still said, well, then, I don't love my child. This is the kind of thinking with black men today. This is their thinking. They have no kind of thinking for themselves, for as them. They go against all their own interests. That's why we're on the bottom as a culture. We're on the bottom as a culture because black men don't see themselves as nothing but a utility. We're a sacrificial lamb to be played with and toyed with and entertained by a fat ass. There's not scores of black women dying in the street, but this damn man gonna sit up in the barbershop today and act like black women are victims. It's the black man's fault. And then he gonna talk about LeBron James. It struck a damn nerve with me when he's talking about LeBron James' dad wasn't shit. How LeBron James' dad ain't shit? LeBron James' daddy gave him his damn genetics. If anything, he gave him the genetics. Gave that boy the lungs he breathed in his damn chest. If anything, that was enough to give your son. You have these black men out here thinking like they mama. You know why? Because black women only care about utility. That's all they care about. What have you done for me lately? You need to give me some money. And now you got black men walking around talking about my dad ain't shit because he didn't pay child support. My dad ain't shit because he didn't give my mama money. And now you walking around with your mother's attitude. If your father ain't gave you nothing else, he gave you the lungs you breathe in your fucking chest. And black men walking around, walking the damn hill around, angry like his mom. Walking around angry like his mother. And it's a damn shame. It's a damn shame. I'm trying to tell you something right now. The way I heard black men speak, and there were some young guys in there. 24, 25, 26 year olds in there. Listening to old men like us talk. And that 26 year old told me, he said, well, my girlfriend aborted our kid. But wasn't nothing I could do about it because it was her choice. It's her body. And I just shook my head because it's a shame. I said, do you think it's fair that you didn't have a damn say-so? He goes, it's her body. He said he didn't have a right to say so. And I said, really? I said, really? And that's how black men are. It made me upset that young black men have this type of mentality that they don't matter. And I saw it. And an old ass barber guy, he felt the same way. He felt the same damn way. And it was a damn shame. But I'll tell you this right here. If black men keep walking around being soft and weak for women, they're gonna fall. They're gonna fall hard because I'm gonna tell you something. The way that man was talking about women, he put them on a pedestal. He put them on a damn pedestal. And it was really sad to see it. It was really sad to see it. And the woman I'm talking to, I called her to get her opinion about it. And she agreed with me. She actually agreed with me. Yeah, I don't want him to get the fuck out of my way. This guy got his damn bright ass lights on his damn truck, blinding the hell out of me. Seriously. But anyway, she agreed with me. So folks, that's going to be it for my little rant. I'm on the way to work. I'm going to pull these hours. Hopefully it'll be a good night, because last night was kind of, it was kind of shady. Because once again, men want to fight. You bring your girlfriend to a club, and your girl goes to talking to another guy, and now you want to fight the guy she's talking to instead of checking your bitch. That's how men are today. You bring your woman. I've had several incidents where I'm working right now. I'm protecting my girl. He disrespected my girl. He talking to my girl. I said, man, you brought your woman to a public place. If your woman don't know how to act in public, if she don't know your fucking rules, leave that bitch at home. Leave that bitch at home. See, I'm not taking no woman nowhere unless she know my rules. And being up in another man's face, that's definitely a rule breaker. That's definitely a rule breaker. You're not going to be up in some other man's face while you out with me. I'll leave your ass right there. I'm not arguing with no man over no damn woman that's disrespected me. But you got men out there right now, they'll fight for some fucking woman's honor and get killed. But enough of this damn rant. Black men, this is day two. I'm telling you about yourself. Get it right, man. Quarantine bandit out.